If it doesn't spin, we win. What that means is, I'm talking about rotation here. If the Earth does not rotate, that's a huge problem. There's a lot of different types of flat earthers out there. Some are about the curvature, others have like a religious, biblical reason to restore God away from the scientism. Some just have it out for NASA. Some aren't buying the notion of gravity and they replace it with like density and buoyancy. Some got dragged into it from their friends. I think that if you show that there's no curvature, I think there will still be an objection to it. Whereas, I think the rotation and the lack thereof, the motionlessness of the Earth, I think if that's discovered, that is the killer app. That is the, to me, that's the most important. Out of everything you could do, if you could show that the Earth does not rotate, that is the absolute game stopper. That's the show stopper. That's the everything stopper. This is definitely not real. This is definitely not real. This is definitely not real. I've been in a lot of flat earth debates with people that are NASA fanboys, fans of science, all that stuff. And it's funny because when you go flat earth, and it's funny because when you try to engage them on a flat earth discussion, no matter what level of science you've achieved in school, it's like your entire history of going to school gets revoked instantaneously, right? And my thing is just to have an open discussion with people. People have had open convos on nearly every conspiracy theory, JFK, the moon landing, this, that. But when it comes to flat earth, whoo, they get mad. They get more mad than any other topic. I've discovered it to be like the most taboo thing that you could bring up. And so they kind of swear that they have the truth on their side with science, and that's fine and that's all dandy. But when it comes to rotation, I found that that is the big flaw in the whole debate. Because they'll send you some videos that are obviously CGI, or in most cases, they're obviously animated GIFs. So still JPEG pictures stitched together to create the illusion of some kind of rotation, right? So if you, and they get mad at you, they say, anything I show you, you're gonna say is CGI. And I'm like, yeah, because everything you presented to me was CGI. But if you're looking for a primary issue to push, I'd say push the rotation, the motionlessness of Earth, because there's no footage. And I've been trolling people for 2 years since, and no one has produced footage of the Earth rotating. Now here's the thing, if somebody actually finds footage of the Earth rotating, I'll be the first to get on YouTube and say, hey, it actually rotates. I'm no longer a flat earther. I was wrong. It really is a sphere and it rotates and revolves around the sun. But I've been offering that for 2 years now for someone to have me eat my words, and it hasn't happened. This is a big, big issue that there is no footage of the most assumed thing of all things. Everybody assumes the world turns. Money makes the world go around. And if it doesn't rotate, everyone believes the moon goes around the Earth, but they don't believe that the sun goes around the Earth. Isn't that kind of weird? You have no problem believing the moon goes around the Earth, but because you were told this, that the Earth goes around the sun, you can't believe that the sun goes around the Earth just like the moon does. I mean, when you're out there, what does it look like? It looks like the sun goes around, but whatever. If you break down every flat Earth versus round Earth issue, the rotation should be the hardest to hide. It would provoke the greatest amount of excuses, because I've been doing it. You ought to see the excuses they give you for why they can't show you the rotation. You get all kinds of fun answers. And to the globe earthers out there, look, dude, I was one of you for the first 36 years of my life. So, you know, don't talk to me like I've never been in a space science class or taken astronomy in college or something like that. It did, and I'll tell you what, when I was in astronomy, I'm thinking, Where do they come up with this stuff? I'm like measuring the red shift and the blue shift, the distance between the stars. They just make it up. You would have thought by now, the first thing that they did when they went to space was measure the rotation. But yeah, rotation. If it doesn't spin, we win. If it doesn't spin, we win.